Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jesse Minter met with the media at Mandatory Minicamp in Owings Mills.
How's everybody doing? First, want to welcome and really salute. We got a bunch of high school athletic directors and coaches here involved in the girls flag football. Such a really cool thing as far as how far that's come. It's, you know, I think stuff like really when you have I have a daughter, you know, you start seeing just opportunities like that grow over time, and especially the game of football and how global it's become. Really cool opportunity. Really grateful and thankful for them being here. And the other thing is we got a few guys dealing with some small things, a couple illnesses, a couple little small things. The guys aren't out here, may or may not be back tomorrow, but we're very confident that everybody on our roster will be ready to go at the start of training camp. So just want to kind of knock that out before all the questions about that come. Yep, I do. At some point that'll clear itself up. Again, we feel good about where it's at. And so I would just leave it at that right now.
Just to clarify, everyone's reported and is here.
Absolutely.
So over the next 2 days, what's kind of the messaging for the new camp?
You know, first of all, it's gratitude to the players and the coaches for the off-season program that we've had. When you hire a new staff and, you know, you put a lot of time and energy into that, you got guys moving from different parts of the country, players coming into something new, having to start 2 weeks earlier than they're used to, which is different for them as well. And so gratitude for them and the kind of the work that we put in, the attendance that we've had. And then simply just a continuation of what we've been trying to accomplish, where we're trying to go. Again, the standards that we're trying to create and uphold every day that will allow us to reach the ultimate goals that we have. The ultimate goals are cool to talk about at the beginning, I would say. But at the end of the day, it becomes a very day-to-day operation of just trying to get a little bit better every day, trying to focus on the things that impact winning at a high, high level. The guys have done a great job. I think they've really, taken to what we're trying to get across. And so just love the work that the guys have put in and really appreciative of the effort of both the players and the coaches.
Seeing Calais Campbell out there for the first time ever, what's your impressions? And is it just like, oh, my God, how old is he?
You know, Calais can still play at a really high level. I think his tape last season speaks for itself. On top of how he is as a player, you know, he had, I want to say, 6.5 sacks last year. And you know, sometimes, like, sack numbers, on a team that didn't win a lot of games, and so it's even more impressive, some of the numbers that he was probably able to have, because you're not playing with the lead all the time and really able to tee off. So I'm excited about what he'll bring between the lines to our defense. And then also very excited about him as a person, him as a leader in the locker room. A lot of the guys know him from his previous stint here, what he does in the community, what he does for our team and our organization. We couldn't be more excited to have Calais.
You and Calais had 1 year together. It was your last year here before. What stood out beyond – everyone knows how great of a player he is, but what stood out? How much of a relationship did you guys have? I mean, obviously working on the same side of the ball.
Yeah, you know, I think we just had a very respectful relationship for what my job was and what he was doing. Wink did a great job as our coordinator, getting everybody involved and getting a chance to do things in the game plan. And so you had a chance to sort of speak in front of everybody at different times. But I really just, like, again, I talked about Derek a couple weeks ago, Trey, like the way these guys operate, and you see why they're able to sustain a level of play for so long, how they operate during the week, how they prepare, how they take care of themselves, how they get what they need out of practice, which looks different for a guy his age versus a 22-year-old. But what they need to get out of practice and how they really prepare themselves for Sundays is what really sticks out about Calais.
Longevity. I mean, 19 seasons now, it's kind of remarkable.
You know, I was talking to him when we signed him, and I think there's a point in time where you kind of figure out what's best for your body, and sometimes, like, the off season really, really needs to become about your body recovering from 17, 18, 19, 20 weeks, and I think he's got a really good formula for himself. That's different than most. I mean, there's not many guys. I don't know if there's anybody on the defensive side of the ball at that age playing at that position. So I think he's just really figured it out. He takes great care of himself. He studies. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of luck to stay healthy all those years and never have one of those fluky, freaky type of things. And so just again, really excited and happy to add him to the group. Man, it's been such a joy and pleasure to get to know Roquan. You know, when you go to a team, you sort of think you know a little bit about guys, but you really, you know, you really have never spent those day in and day out time with them. I know this, that since he and I first met probably in February, he's been unbelievable. I mean, he's a guy that's been one of the major, major leaders of our offseason program, worked his butt off, practices his butt off. Taking ownership of the defense in a way that you kind of hope a Mike linebacker would. And then what he's done sort of speaks for itself, like the career that he's had. I'm only judging him kind of since I've gotten here, and I could not be more pleased with what Roquan's done. And I expect him to be one of the best linebackers in the National Football League this year. Yeah, I think, you know, the job that we have to put these guys in the best position to be successful, both technique-wise, schematically, what we allow them to do. And so figuring out what everybody does best before you just throw out your defense and kind of say, like, this is what we're going to do. I think it's been like that everywhere, you know, and every year, ironically, over the last 4 years, you know, whether it's different positions where the strength of the defense, different levels of the defense where the strength of the defense, and that you can tailor what you're doing around the players that you have. And I think that's the beauty of coaching on both sides of the ball, special teams, everything is, you know, given a little bit of freedom, but also them understanding what it takes to play great team defense and trying to find that balance. The guys have done a great job with that. And so really, really happy with where that's headed.
Jesse, when you look at your, what do you think about Marlon being out at practice again? And where do you see him kind of fitting in with the rest of the guys in the DB room?
Yeah, I think Marlon, again, another guy where, like, what he's done in his career sort of speaks for itself. All the interceptions, all the forced fumbles, all the accolades. Again, he's a guy that loves to be out there and competing in football. And you feel that when he's out here. I expect him to have a really, really nice year, play up to the standard that he's sort of set for himself, and really excited what he brings to the table.
Jesse, when you look at that wide receiver group, do you feel like it's set up so that you're going to need production from one or both of those rookies? And based on what you've seen, do you feel like they're on track to give you that?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you draft guys third and fourth round, especially, you know, kind of two guys at the position, I do think that, you know, most of the time you'll probably end up getting hopefully both of them like a perfect world. They both, you know, develop and play really well. I do think there'll be major opportunities for at least one of them, you know, when you look at the number of guys that we have. I think they've both done a really good job this spring of just learning completely new offenses from what they were used to from their respective colleges. They're both really competitive. They're both really athletic. They both catch the ball really well. They both, I think, have proven to me to be a little bit, like, really detailed for young guys, and very excited about the potential of both those guys.
Jesse, this is obviously your first time where you're answering the questions about injuries, and also our first time interacting with you in that sense. So a lot of this is so we don't ask the wrong question in the future, but what's your stance on injury questions? How do you want to answer injury questions during the season or during camp?
Well, I think, honestly, like in season, the injury report sort of takes care of knowing a lot about what's going on with guys. I try to have respect with the players and talk to them about things. And so we'll try to keep a lot of that, you know, when we can between us. But again, right now we fully expect everybody on the roster, you know, and working through the Nnamdi situation to be ready when we start camp.
Jesse, last week we talked about the defensive guys
Yeah, I think it's easy to talk about right now, but I go by the way these guys have worked and their willingness to kind of do things maybe a little different. Tons of respect and love for the coaches that were here before. It doesn't mean they were doing anything, whatever. But when you come in and you want to run things defensively a certain way and do things a certain way, they've had to buy into that, and they have. I think Weave's done a great job being like an unbelievable leader for that group, and all the position coaches have done a really good job. So, again, I like where their mindset's at. I like the way that they go about working, and I'm confident that we'll be able to put a defense out there that plays at a high level. You know, it's he's eager, man. He's really eager to do things right. He doesn't like making the same mistake twice. I think there's, you know, when he strikes a sled, like, it looks different. He's extremely physical. You got to almost tone him down in the periods because of the rules of engagement right now. But I like how hard he plays. I like the swagger, the edge that he sort of brings when he's on the field. I like how he's learned everything and picked it up to this point. And, he'll be a guy that when the pads come on, it'll be really exciting to kind of see what that looks like. Yeah, Wink is one of my mentors. He was the coordinator here 18, 19, and 20, by three of my years here. Always empowered me. We had a really awesome relationship. Our families had an awesome relationship, still do. And so anytime guys like that can come around and sort of check out what you're doing, again, give you a set of eyes, you know, it's awesome to have Wink around. Ravens legend, by the way. I mean, this guy had, 2018, the number one defense in the league, 19 and 20, you know, top five defenses. So one of the best coordinators in Ravens history.
All right, good.
Thank you.